providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on to the second half of KER Politics. Take a listen, by the way, to what Dr. Chuck has to say. He really makes some very, very good points, and he's helped an awful lot of people. Jim McKinney is on the line with me right now. He's helped an awful lot of people also, but I have to say one thing. He hasn't really helped very many of you liberals, but then, of course, you're not listening to this show. Jimmy, let's do a highlight of what President Biden has done this week. The first thing that I would bring up is he was called out by the Archbishop of, I believe it was, I can't remember now, but called out by him as to what he should have said. He should have said, instead of calling him a devout Catholic, the Archbishop said, I am a Catholic, but I do not believe the teachings of the Catholic Church, and I run my life the way I think I should be running it, or something like that. I posted that article, by the way, on the website. It's very, very interesting. He has done that. And then the other thing that came out this week that I thought was interesting is the president of France called for the president, and Kamala Harris ended up taking the call, which I thought was really, really kind of interesting. Any comments, Bud?
Yeah, I think it's funny this week. Biden, the puppet, I'm sorry, President Puppet or Joe Biden, I'm not sure which. He's had a pretty interesting week. He starts off with his CNN town hall meeting the other night, and he actually says a number of things that even CNN called him out on. He talked about minimum wage and the impact of minimum wage. CNN said that's a false statement. He made comments on immigrant population, a number of different things. He had some blunders, but these are actual, you know, falsehoods that CNN called out. Right. And he really looked bad on the show. Then the other thing that he's done this week is, we were attacked. The U.S. base was attacked in Erbil, Iraq, northern Iraq, Kurdish areas, by Iranian Shiite-sponsored terrorists. And
that was earlier this week,
It was. And so what happens, one contractor that's supports U.S., a number of other contractors, as well as a soldier, are wounded. One's killed. A number of others are wounded. And what does Biden do? He says, hey, we'll go back into negotiations with Iran on the JCPOA, on the Joint Comprehensive Peace agreement on uranium enrichment with Iran, the Iran nuke deal, the 2015 deal that was really a disaster. You add these different policy issues up and the continuation of executive orders that are really going against a large percentage of the population with immigration, all these different issues, gun control. And I think, it's starting to show that he doesn't really know what he's doing up there.
No. Well, I think the gun control thing is really interesting. I can't see that one ever passing. I really can't. I would be amazed if it did. To hold the seller of a firearm, be it a handgun or a rifle, responsible for any crime that's committed for it, I mean, that doesn't even make sense. That's not even legal. I mean, that's, then what are you going to do, when some kid gets buys a .38 special from, some source, other than a dealer. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? you're going to sue the city?
Somebody runs somebody over in the street, so you're going to sue the car maker for it? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
They should. I mean, because Ford Motor Company has a lot of money, and, the automobile industry in the United States really is in good shape right now.
Well, with these policies, the immigration policies, he has a pathway to citizenship for possibly up to 20 million illegal immigrants in the United States. It just doesn't make a lot of sense when so many Americans are out of work, when he, you know, he did not campaign on any type of issue like that. You know, people didn't vote for that. They didn't vote for open borders. They didn't really understand what they were getting.
Well, unemployment is up substantially in the latest numbers, which I think is really kind of, it's really kind of funny, you know.
It's funny, but it's sad because there are real impacts with these types of policies. And yeah, people, you know, I mean, a lot of people are going to wake up and say, what the heck if I did vote for him? And, you know, that's questionable right now how many votes are actually out there. They're going to say, what the heck was this guy doing? What am I doing? And I really
no,
do think.
Not. No. I disagree. They're not. They're yeah, loving it.
Yeah, maybe. Some are. There are a percentage that really like it. But there's some people in the middle that just I really don't think they understood what's going to happen here. And, yeah, it's just kind of kind of a strange place to be in.
Well, you know, the only comment I would make is he's done wonders for my economy, my personal economy. I'm going to save a bunch of money on Christmas presents. That's a terrible thing to say, you know.
Oh, it's all right. You know, I think we're going to go through a period of time of, you know, these are the first few weeks of an administration. And they feel they have an advantage. Unfortunately, the Democrats lost seats in the House. They lost seats in state capitals all over the country.
Yeah.
They did gain the two seats in Georgia, but that's questionable as well. You know, how that process worked. And you know, there was a lot of interesting questions that need to be answered about the entire election process. And we really need to look into them for integrity of election. So election processes so that people actually have confidence and faith in our system, because they don't. You know, half of America right now does not believe that this was a fair and accurate and well-run election. So that has to change. And what I think is going to happen with these first few weeks, the reality of this administration attempting to push a large progressive agenda, they're going to have to clamp down very hard on people's. They're going to have to continue to use law enforcement to intimidate. They're going to have to continue to use the media to spread their voice. But the reality is a lot of people are going to start pushing back. And I think you're beginning to see it now. They didn't expect what's happening here.
No, they didn't. No. Well, what I think is really going to be interesting is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now planning on running against Chuck Schumer. That'll be probably pretty interesting, I would think. And
you know, Chuck and Nancy, they got to retire. They're getting old. They got to go. A lot of these old people in the Beltway need to go. Not that I'm thinking AOC is the right one to go up against him, but I'll tell you, it's a good opportunity for a Republican in the state of New York to take the Senate seat back if AOC runs against Schumer. They could split that ticket, and there's a lot of frustration there with what happened with Andrew Cuomo and COVID and the elderly that were forced into retirement homes that died because of the policy that he set forward. There's
If I were to guess, I'd say that Cuomo's probably got a pretty uphill battle if he wants to run again for governor. I mean, his policy killed a thousand people.
Yeah, maybe as many as 6,000 to 8,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just, and maybe more. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And he's been lying and continuing to avoid answers. And then he's intimidating some of his own party members. We've got, you know, people have testified publicly about that. So I just don't see how this can continue. And I really think people in New York, California, hopefully here in Washington State, will start to wake up with some of the stupidity that's out there in progressive politics.
You know, I got to cut your jet. I hate to do that because this one's kind of fun. We used to have a weekly show in Seattle called Stan Morrison, and Stan Morrison ran our gang comedies once a week. We're going to run all our own version of the national our gang comedies. Jimmy,
sounds
always
good.
A pleasure.